This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
A lot of people think the Texans are copying the Patriots. Is that a good thing? Is it a recipe for success? Julian Edelman was on the Pardon My Take podcast with Barstool Sports, and he was asked about people trying to copy the Patriot way and guys leaving New England and going to different organizations and copying the Patriot way. And why is this relevant in Houston? Because there's been a running joke or a running nickname that's been thrown out here with the Houston Texans, the Patriot South.
We can say it all together, yeah.
Patriot South is what they've been known to be called around NFL circles. You have an interesting take on this, on the accusations of copying the Patriots. But before we hear that, here's Julian Edelman talking about players, coaches leaving New England, trying to duplicate the success the greatest dynasty in the history of the NFL has ever had.
I think it's just, I think it's hard because a lot of coaches try to leave and be Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, there's only one guy that's Bill. I mean, he's been in the league for 40 years. He started at the Baltimore Colts. Like, this guy has, you can't just go and try to, like, harp like you're Bill Belichick, because he's got a respect level that everyone knows about.
Well, the thing is, it's not going to change, because it's not just the Patriots that people copy. People copy success. It's no secret. Doesn't matter the sport. The A's kind of started the Moneyball thing. A lot of teams have copied that template and taken some of their people, including Jeff Luhnow and the Astros. We know in college football, one team has success. You can go back as far as you want. Go back to the 60s, for God's sakes. One team starts having success, Oklahoma, with the wishbone, and then the veer, and then the run and shoot, and now they're doing the spread offense. So it's going to be people copy success all the time. The thing about the Patriots is it's not necessarily the system. It's not the offense or the defense that you're copying. It's a person. And it's hard to become Bill Belichick. It's hard. And not only that, a quarterback in Tom Brady. It's like, I want to be like the Patriots. Well, if the Patriots had some innovative style of play, and I know they do your job and all that, but that's more philosophical. I'm talking about the actual, what we see on the field. They run the ball, they pass the ball in a pro style offense.
Change styles.
if that was unique, if it was a different kind of style that they approached with, then do it. I'm all for it. That's what happened with the run and shoot, and other offense spread, the West Coast, etc. But how are you going to copy a person? Are you going to clone Bill Belichick? Are you going to clone Tom Brady? That's where people are kind of misguided copying the Patriots. You're not copying a system. You're copying a person. And Bill O'Brien, no matter how hard he tries, no matter how much he knows about Bill Belichick and the Patriots, he's not going to be Bill Belichick.
It's hard to, I mean, I don't watch the Patriots and I don't sit there and marvel at the way they do things at their system. Like, I don't look at that system and say, you know what, that's that's incredible. They seem to always
the
do the right
cat?
Thing. Yeah, that was different. Like they always seem to do the right thing, but it's not like just some system where you look at it and say, you know what, that's why they do that. I just feel like they got two goats at the right time and that's what happens. But the wanting, striving to be the Patriots is one thing, but I just don't know that you can do the exact same things that they do and it work. And I equate it to the 90s, and I've used this analogy a lot. I equate it to the 90s when Pamela Anderson was the sex symbol of America. And Pamela Anderson, she was in that movie, Barbed Wire or whatever. She got the barbed wire tattoo. She had the big implants. She had the blonde hair
with Tommy Lee.
She had all that. She did. They went on a boat, and I think a snake escaped on the boat or something like that. I digress, though. But the point is that there are a lot of women who tried to copy Pamela Anderson, and they got bad dye jobs. They got bad boob jobs. They got bad barbed wire tattoos, and they looked awful. Mm-hmm. They looked completely terrible, and they were trying to copy the best in the world at that time, and it fell flat on their face. I think Julian Edelman makes a good point when he says there's only one Bill Belichick. You can't copy what Bill Belichick does. And quite honestly, I don't really know that the Texans are copying what the Patriots do. I don't look at the system.
Oh, I think
that
they're
Bill
copying
O'Brien,
the approach.
How?
The style.
How?
I'm telling you, you know, the approach, the style.
Like
the,
how, though?
The
how specifically?
I mean, they're doing things Patriot-like.
Like what?
Well, they're doing the do your job thing over there. They're doing
everybody does that.
I understand that, but
don't give the Patriots credit for that.
No, but I'm just saying, like, and bringing in, you know, Romeo and all these other coaches that they've brought in over the years, they're trying to emulate what the Patriots have
done.
Well,
I think,
and you can't do it. That's my point. You can't do it. You have to emulate a person.
I don't know that hiring guys from there is really copying them, though. You know what I mean? Like,
you're trying to emulate them. Well, you're trying to bring what they have here.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're giving guys other opportunities to come coach here, mm-hmm. and of course you're going to do that with a nice organization. But as far as, you know, the way they do things and the way the offense is run and all that kind of stuff, I don't watch the Texans on offense, especially in Watson's first year, and say, you know what, that's what the Patriots do. I feel like they got their own identity and they're trying to start their own identity. I don't look at this and say they're trying to be the Patriots. I just don't get that sense. Now, yes, Bill O'Brien came from the Patriots. Yes, a lot of times he does get a little bit crabby at the podium, and it seems like has a little bit Belichick in him, but I don't think that there's any like certain thing that they look at the Patriots and they say, you know what, I want to do that. I don't know that they're trying that.
I think you're wrong. I think the fact that they're bringing in all these guys tells you exactly what they want to be. I mean, how many? They're running Easterby. They're trying to bring in Casario. They brought in Bill O'Brien.
A lot of people try to bring in Easterby,
you know,
though.
Mike Vrabel. I mean, how much further? You know, Wes Welker. I mean, they brought in, what, a dozen people from New England?
I mean, that's where O'Brien was from.
That's the epitome of, I want to be like them.
I mean, but that's where O'Brien was when Wes was there. I mean, he was there with a lot of these guys, so of course he wanted to bring them. But you think Bill O'Brien is trying to be Bill Belichick?
I think he's trying to emulate what Bill Belichick has done. Otherwise, why are they bringing all these guys that have Belichick, you know, the proverbial coaching tree?
I mean, just because they think that they're good coaches.
Okay, here's the thing. If you don't think he's doing that, you're saying it's a coincidence.
I don't know that it's a coincidence. I mean, they are bringing guys here, but I don't think he's like trying to follow some sort of Patriot system.
Almost by default, you're going to follow the Patriot system.
But I mean, if you're trying to copy the Patriots and your way of copying the Patriots is hiring Mike Vrabel and Larry Izzo and all these other guys, I don't think that those guys are pivotal enough to the Patriots' success to where that's like a prime example of them trying to hire. And as far as the do your job thing, the Patriots, I don't know how they were able to trademark that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that since elementary school. Do your job.
Oh,
like
sure,
every coach I've ever played for has said, do your job.
No, you're right.
That's just an example of the Patriots getting too much credit for what they've done. Like,
no,
do your
you're
job.
Absolutely
they didn't
right.
invent that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Sonny Steve, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Terrific, man.
All right. So, look, this is what I got. Now, to no disrespect to you all both, I love the show. I love you all's take. But, like, okay, within the last 3 weeks since Brian Gain was fired, the big topic was, you know, how everybody wants to emulate New England and how bringing in their guy is you know, probably the best thing or, you know, the best suggestion as far as from the standpoint of you want to always hire from a championship pedigree. But in the case of New England, it had that circumstance has yet to show to be successful with anyone who's left as far as from the coaching staff or the front office. So I'm trying to just get an understanding of when everybody's just going to understand that it's all about Belichick. It's all
I said
about
that.
Great.
I just sure, said that. Sure, I said
Steve.
You can't
that's
emulate
good point.
A
good point.
I just said that. You can't emulate a person. They can, and that's my point. You'll never convince me, you and I just disagree on this, that they're not trying to emulate as closely as possible everything that they do in New England. And just the fact that they brought in, I mean, I could put pencil to paper here and count, but I bet you it's at least a dozen in the last few years.
Oh, they brought in a lot of guys from there.
Patriots pedigree people.
They have.
There's a reason you do that. It's not a coincidence. It's because you're trying to emulate what they're doing. You won't convince me otherwise, all right? But my point is you can do that all day. You can do that twice on Sundays. It ain't going to emulate the Patriots, or at least not very close, when what you're really trying to emulate is a person, not a system. And that person is Bill Belichick. And that's where, you know, you got to kind of create your own path here.
But, I mean, that is the only place where Bill O'Brien's coached. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like Bill O'Brien coached the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, in the NFL, but he's been everywhere. He's been coaching his whole life.
And, I mean, he's brought some Penn State guys in, too. But, I mean, it's the only NFL connections Bill O'Brien really has to where he was in the same building with them. I don't think he's, like, looking at – like, he's not cutting the sleeves on his hoodie or something like that and going up there trying to be Bill Belichick.
Just wait.
If he does that –
not yet, anyway.
If he does that, then I'll buy you lunch for a week. But I just don't see Bill O'Brien doing that. But as far as the Nick Caserio thing, I will say this. I think it's unfair to lump Nick Caserio in with defensive coordinators, head coaches, and all that from the Patriots, because what he's done is he's been there since the very beginning. He's won all six Super Bowl rings. He's also not just a general manager and Bill Belichick's right-hand man. He's also a guy who's involved in game planning. He's also coached the receivers in 2007 when they traded for Wes Welker and Randy Moss. They allowed him to coach. So I think comparing Nick Caserio to some coaches from the New England Patriots or whatever who went off and did their thing, I think that's a little bit unfair. And I will say this too. Let's just be honest. All these guys that you give credit to the Patriots and stuff and you say, well, they went and failed elsewhere. The Charlie Weisses, the Romeo Crennels, the Al Groh, like all these guys, they were with the Giants before that. So Bill Belichick, when he was with the Giants, you can say that he actually tried to copy the Giants when he went to the Patriots.
No, that's fair, but he's done his own deal too, obviously.
He's done his own deal, and I think Bill O'Brien's trying to do his own
deal.
That's
kind of my – that's what
just bringing guys
kind of what
brought.
I'm saying. O'Brien needs to, like, okay, you know, it's good that you're trying, but you got to cut your own path.
Landry Locker, John Lopez with you. Tom Brady's doing something he's never done heading into the season. Could it lead to his downfall? And Carlos Correa, you've got to be freaking kidding me. The hits are next.
Oh, my
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.